This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. This is Riyad Urzazi, welcoming you to another episode of Rocky Ramadan 2016, day 12. Today, inshallah ta'ala, we'll talk about another action item that shall get us close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially in this blessed month. Anta wa du'a, you and du'a. Ramadan and du'a, which is the month of Ad-Du'a. Ramadan, Shahru al-Qur'an, Shahru al-Siyam, Shahru al-Rahmat, Shahru al-Du'a ila Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Shahru al-Tadarru' ila Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the month of the Du'a, it is the month of the Siyam, it is the month of the Qiyam, it is the month whereby a person should come and invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Sahaba, they used to concentrate on some special du'as before Ramadan. And they would concentrate on those du'as during Ramadan. So they will focus and find certain du'as and then concentrate on them in the month of Ramadan. By the end of Ramadan, all their du'a will be accepted. And تركز على بعض الأدعية في رمضان. ركز. اختر لك بعض الأدعية وركز عليه في رمضان. ما أن ينتهي رمضان إذا كنت صادقا مع الله سبحانه وتعالى. كل الأدعية التي دعوتها في رمضان تستجب لك بإذن الله، بل يجب أن تكون صادقا في دعائك. That you are truthful. If you're truthful in your du'a, you concentrate on some أدعية and then you focus on them in the month of Ramadan, being sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and truthful, by the end of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall answer all your du'a. It's the month of Ad-Du'a, and Allah loves to be called. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to be invoked. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yuhib Ad-Du'a, yuhib an yatadarra'a ilayhi abduh. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ اُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ اُدْعُونِي بس ادعي الله subhanahu wa ta'ala استجب لكم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, invoke me, call upon me, and I shall answer your du'a. Call upon me, I shall answer your invocation. So Allah loves to be called. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَدْعُ اللَّهَ يَغْضَبْ عَلَيْهِ مَنْ لَمْ يَدْعُ هذا في البخاري يقول عليه الصلاة والسلام مَنْ لَمْ يَدْعُ اللَّهَ يَغْضَبْ عَلَيْهِ يعني أنت إذا لم تدعو الله عز وجل يغضب عليك. الله يحب أن تدعوه. Whosoever does not invoke Allah, as the Prophet Muhammad says, Allah will become so angry at him. So Allah loves to be called. He loves to be invoked. So make lots of dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And be sincere in your dua. But also you have to remember that there are certain things that may come to prevent your dua from being answered. يجب أن تعلم أن هناك بعض الأشياء الذي ممكن أن تمنع دعاءك من الاستجابة. كالحرام. Like what? Like eating haram and dealing with haram. الرجل أشعة أخبر يطيل السفر يقول ربي يا ربي يا ربي وما أكله من حرام ومشربه من حرام وغدي بالحرام فأنا يستجاب له. Like the Prophet when he says a man traveling, you know, tired, أشعة أخبر and then dusty, and he's making dua. The dua of the traveler is mustajab, but this man is making dua, but he deals with haram. He eats haram, drinks haram, lives in haram. How can Allah Azza wa Jal answer such a dua coming from such man? يا سعد أطب مطعمك تستجب دعوتك. لما راح سعد عند الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام قال يا رسول الله ادعو لي أن يكون الدعاء مستجاب. قال يا سعد أطب مطعمك تستجب دعوتك. When سعد went to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام يا رسول الله make dua for me so that Allah makes my dua مستجاب. So that Allah make my dua granted. Every time I make dua to Allah, Allah will answer my dua. Then the Prophet told Sa'd, oh Sa'd, أطب مطعمك. Deal with halal. Eat halal. Live, consume halal. Allah will answer your dua. So this is the month of the dua. find some certain adhiya, like make dua for yourself, for your family, for health, for Allah Azza wa Jalla to save yourself from hellfire. Ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to grant you hajj. Ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to grant you sincerity. And make those dua with ikhlas. Make the dua coming from the heart. I ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to have Pastor practice and to convey. Until another episode of Ramadan 2016, I say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.